quand j'ai j'étais une petite fille, on m'arrive dans une petite moi jeune fille toute de bois. Mais notre maman et notre papa ont bouté des affaires de cirque sur tout blanc. Et on avait deux finesses et on biaouche. Et, mais pour aller, on avait six filles et six gamins. Et pour aller là-haut, pour aller d'armes, il n'y avait rien de affaires de planches pour monter à Copette. Et il n'y avait. Notre maman a appris de sheets. Maman a appris tout sur de sheets pour faire un champ les gamins, un champ les filles. Mais j'avais un frère qui était tout sûr d'affaires, et nous juste copier que le, ça fait un rire, un cousu, tout 20 heures de nez à les autres d'armine, et tout d'un coup, papa venu à chose de l'âge, et je vais prendre mes choses, mes belles, et je vais taper sur mon mari tranquille. Et ça fait donc fallu qu'on meure bien tranquille, parce que quand il cousu, c'est ça, il fallait qu'on fasse ça. Et quand donc, ma maman avait un pain, a donc collé ça en un pantry. Et c'est ça qu'on a fait toutes les affaires pour munir, ça n'a pas de monter. Et donc, mon papa m'a fait un grand touf pour 14 Jean est un grand place de tiers, il fallait qu'on s'arrête ça, une place de tiers, parce qu'il y avait 14 ans, moi jeune. Et maman fut de 18 points à un coup. Et elle fut ça de l'année pour ça, qu'on avait des points pour aller à l'école au matin. Et elle a vu tout le monde. Elle fut toutes nos choses et toutes nos moffes. Elle fut tout seul, tout de suite en nez. Elle avait un enfant tous les deux ans. Et ça fait un an qu'on est à l'école. Mon papa avait été à l'école à Ashka, ça fait et le plus cosy English. Et ça fait on a compris que quand on était à l'école, on coupe pour deux, on top de miette, on coupe pour deux, c'est que la maîtresse de juif. Et comme ça, on a, parce que mon papa avait tout donné, ça qu'il a fait, qu'il avait bramé des gens, et on m'a arrivé dans un village qui avait point de belge et point de catholique. Tous allemands, c'est ça qu'on avait. That's it.
Did you say anything there that you hadn't translated before?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I said a few things, didn't I?
Maybe you should translate them.
About you listen to me.
Daddy going to Oshkosh.
Oh, that I said that, didn't I?
You said that before.
I said that.
Yeah, but no, anybody listening wouldn't know when you said it or when it was.
Oh.
So maybe you should.
Just take it from there.
Yeah, just say. Translate the things that you didn't say in the part right before.
First part, yeah. Well, all I said was that my father had gone to Oshkosh. Therefore, by the time we were ready to begin school, we could understand the teacher partially, what they were talking about. And therefore, it wasn't too hard for us. But I did tell him, Belsen, where I supposed to talk now.
Did you tell about the doctor coming and your mother?
No.
Maybe you should tell that.
I'm Belgian. Yes, I said that. My mother had a baby every 2 years, don't you know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
She had children. Mm-hmm. But you didn't tell about midwife, did you say at the end?
I didn't tell about a midwife, but I don't know how to say that. On femme calife.
18 loaves of bread, she said. Her mother baked at one baking so they'd have bread to put in their dinner pails to go to school in the morning.
My mother baked 18 loaves of bread so that we had fresh bread for school in the morning. And she also knit all our stockings and all our mittens. You heard me say that.
I didn't.
On woolen, you know, on woolen I did this. Et quand nous allons faire l'école, eh bien, nous avons une maîtresse. Et ce nom, c'est Annie Mitchell. Et nous avons recess, nous allons faire l'école, nous avons des affaires qu'on enlève des planches. On enlève comme ça. Et c'est ça, tout ce qu'on fait de recess. Mais elle, on a perdu pour commencer à peu près comme les enfants astures, fines. Mais quand nous avons, alors, quand ça, l'école est surtout on a un gros pique-nique. On a de lemonade et tous les parents venus, tous les parents allaient dans le pique-nique. Et on, ça, c'est ça quand l'école est surtout on a lu à l'école on avait 8 grades à peu près comme ça aujourd'hui. I said what grade we had, and at the end of the year we had a big picnic where all the parents were invited to, and we served lemonade.
And did you say something about recess?
Yes, I said we had played handlebars. We had handlebars, you know. Did you have that in your school?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, we had handlebars.
What did you do?
The boys and girls, well, you'd go like this, you know, you'd be hanging, and you'd be way up in the air. You had a stepladder to go on. I said that we went like this, you know, handlebars.
And then you swaying on the bars?
You swaying on the bars, or else we would try how far we would go across on that whole bar.
Well,
they're called handbars, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, we have that now, too. Some of the kids have that now. Well, that's what we had for recess. That was our pleasure during recess time.
Huh. Did you tell?
And our teacher's name was Ann Mitchell.
Did you tell what sort of classes you had and what you did to learn?
I said that we did about what we do today as far as the grades.
Have you prepared something to...
That teacher was so cute, that Ann Mitchell.
She also said they had a picnic when school was out for summer, you know. That was a big occasion because we had lemonade and we didn't have lemonade otherwise.
No, always at picnics.
Just
at
some more...
All kinds of things.
Something like that. Except the kermis, that was nice. Can you tell about the kermis?
Oh, you could tell about the kermis if you'd like. What you did when you went to the kermis and what it was like.
Boy, what I didn't do.
Well, tell about it. You can tell about it in Walloon and then tell it so I can understand it.
Eh bien, quand nous avons kermis, on l'a mis à la pièce. Et c'est ça quand nous avons tout fait sur la terre, eh bien, donc c'est ça la pièce. Et tout le monde allait, on avait un nouveau. Tout le monde a fallu faire un nouveau rôle de nous soleil. Et on a dansé tout l'après-midi. Et tout le monde a eu toutes de Belges, 50, 60 toutes de Belges. Et on a eu au salon, mais les commis radons ne vont aligner dans le salon comme astur. C'est rien que les hommes qui ont eu dans le salon. On dansé tout l'après-midi jusqu'à 6 heures. Et donc on a eu mot levach finos tovach adonza raluf qual dans te jusqu'à 2 3 heures au matin et navode de place de tuf que navin de ice cream des autres avin de poup qu'on tapu de ball pour zoye de poup well all they had in there for concessions.
What about games and dancing? Did you tell about that?
Yes. I said we danced all afternoon until about 6. Then we went home and did our chores. And then we would get all dressed up. And everybody had a new dress for Kermis and new shoes. Mm-hmm. Always. And then we went home and did our chores, because we all lived on farms. And then we would go back to the dance, like I said, there in Wallon, and stay there till 2-3 o'clock in the morning. Oh. But women at that time, like I said, didn't go in taverns. Just the men were in taverns. But we never...
So where was the dance? It wasn't in a tavern then. The dance wasn't in a tavern.
No, the dance, that was a dance hall for itself on the side of the tavern. No, that's, the women never went in for... If you wanted to drink a pop or something, your boyfriend or whoever would bring that outside. See, you couldn't...
And the dances were outside in the streets?
Yeah. No, they were in the hall. But a lot of older people used to dance square dance outside on the streets, but I never did that. Mm. But
what,
like my mother's age did.
I was wondering what you said about concessions.
Yes, I said then we also had concessions. One bar, one would have ice cream, and the other one would have all kinds of knickknacks and dolls that you would throw balls at, like they do today at circuses and things, you know.
Yeah. What about Belgian pie and bouillon?
Yeah, I said we have Belgian pie. Some they would make 50, some 60.
Mm.
Pies they would make, that's what I said on Belgian and Wallon. Every house had that. Not only one, but every house in Sopperel.
Mm-hmm.
Every farmer.
And eat at every house.
All you did, you went out and eat, and you went all the time.
And at mealtime, that
went on for 3 days.
Dinner with the bouillon and the...
It wasn't Christmas if you didn't have bouillon.
No, and they had roast beef and potatoes and cabbage and rutabagas and everything else besides that. Jut. Oh, yeah.
We had to have jut.
Cabbage, that was real good.
They still serve that at our Belgian dinners.
Yeah, I think I've had.
Yeah,
that
you've heard that. Yeah, they serve that at all the time. Junk.
Where
that's
do they
one
serve
of
it?
Their. They still serve that at their Belgian dinners.
Oh.
Out in Gardner and in the Belgian.
They cook in the homes, you know, individual homes. They cook beef and pork and chicken sometimes, and sometimes everything, you know.
They butcher cow as a rule. The farmers did. So they had lots of...
Did any of the other groups join in with the Belgians in Kermis? Like, did the Germans ever join in, or...?
Well, anybody was welcome. But at that time, there weren't too many mixtures. They didn't mix like they do today.
I see. It was pretty
harder
much
to
all
get
Belgian.
To the place like
see,
that,
you had no cars, and you didn't get to so many big places.
So in that area, was it all Belgian farmers? Like, there wasn't a German here and there?
No, they were all Belgians. There was no...
All Belgians in the townships of Rosaire and Brussels and Gardner. Those three were just...
One with each other. And one Sunday one would have Kermis, the next Sunday the other would, see. Mm-hmm. Now let's see, Algoma Green Bay and another in between. They each had their own Kermises, but we would go to those, see.
The Gardner Kermis was always the town, the whole township of Gardner was always the first Sunday in September. I think it was September. And then Brussels was the last Sunday in October.
Yeah.
In Union Town, and the Union was another Belgian township. And I don't know when theirs was, but we never went that far because it was
the
too
one
far to get there. And yet it isn't far now.
The one when we lived...
Unless you had relatives where you could stay overnight.
The one where we lived, that was always the second Sunday in September.
In Mizzier?
In Rosaire.
Rosaire.
Did Rosaire and Mizzier have separate kermises?
Yes, they had separate kermises.
Because they are pretty close, aren't they?
Yeah, they're very close.
Just a week apart. You could go to a kermis every weekend if you had the transportation.
They had one every weekend, someplace or other.
Well,
if it were today, you'd go to all of those, you know. Well, we used to go to several. We used to go to Mizzier, Rosaire, and we used to go to Brussels because Dr. Murphy lived in Brussels, and we used to go there, you know. And Alex used to teach in that district, my brother.
Those were the days.
Yeah, I can imagine. Okay.
Adonis, Opus, Estonilis, Afe, Ila Kukmesia, Travaí, Adonsi.
In the warm... McGraw Pierre would do the Stoire and Oncouide. Dans deux hommes qui travaillaient en Angleterre. Et le croque de mort started. How does it start?
Commencé
the clocky. Un com és de 29 anys i l'altre és de 30. I quan la cloca soni 29 cu, l'home que és de 29 comença a treballar i quan la cloca Tokyo Nuku, l'homme qui est 30 ans, c'est ni pour nous autres une année mort.
On va travailler.
On va travailler.
Done? Maybe you should tell it over again in English. What you told me before, so that we can have it on there.
Yeah, tell it and you can have it on there.
See? Wasn't on, wasn't that?
No, it was not.
My grandfather used to tell stories about the old country, and there were two men. One man was 29 years old, and the other was 30 years old. And the church bell began to toll, and these two men stopped working and counted the times the bell tolled. The bell was supposed to toll the age of the person who died. So when the bell had tolled 29 times, the man who was 29 began to work again. And when it tolled once more, the man who was 30 years old said, "Oh, that isn't for us. We're not dead."
So they started working.
Then they started working.
Oh, can you think of anything else? Any other stories, either of you? Or maybe you can just talk with each other about anything in Walloon, or you can...
How about teaching me to play quill? Would that work?
Sure. Now, Mrs. Fashion and Mrs. Nazi are going to play quill. I think Mrs. Nazi is going to teach Mrs. Fashion how to do it. That's what will be going on. Now, how did you say you think you spell that again? I'll put it down on paper.
It's C-U-Y-O-N, I think. It means rascal or sly person.
Rascal?
Kind of a conniver, that's what it is more.
Is that what the game is about, too, conniving and being sly?
I don't know much what it's about.
Really. The name means that.
Comment est-ce qu'on marque?
On a quatre côtes.
Faut copier?
Oui. On a quatre côtes. Donc on tourne la trompe.
Oh.
Comme ça.
C'est des carreaux.
Et si on en a assez, eh bien, il faut dire du vin.
C'est
bon, on est
en point.
Je passe. Mais je vais jouer.
Oh. Qu'est-ce que
vous. Faut jouer. C'est un carreau. Faut jouer, c'est que je joue. C'est bon, d'abord. C'est
bon, d'abord.
Ça, c'est des traits. Des
pics.
Pourquoi jouer ça? Ça va n'avoir point, tapez-vous. La cure.
Oh, c'est pour moi, de la glace.
Mais je gouine parce que je n'ai pas de vent. Ça me fait win.
Juste rien qu'un point.
Un point. Parce que je vais marcher.
Un point pour Hélène. Pour Hélène. Mais tu marques.
Non, il faut aller marcher, Astur. Questo è un passaggio, un lontano passaggio.
E di fuma cieco? Maravigliato. Già perdu le dame de caro. Un gruppi. Di poi ren, di poi me, di poi ren, di poi me. E le...
Non ci passa da tre.
Melom, questo come si no.
Vale.
Vale. Mi ci giui.
Posai giui? A voi giui. Tue cat sink. Tue cat. Tue cat sink. Vo pierdo.
Oh.
Je n'en
du. Du point.
Du point.
Well, maybe what we should do now is have you two talk, do the same thing. You instruct her in English now, and then we'll have.
Yeah.
Okay?
Sure.
Now you cut, girl. Now we get four cards.
Okay.
Then we turn up one, and that is trump.
You turn up one from the discard
from the deck.
From the deck.
And then if you have enough that you think you can make a point, you say, I'll play this.
How are the points made?
According to what this is for, this is two.
A king is four. The queen is
Ace is four.
Ace is four.
Queen is king is three, and the other queen is two.
Oh, so you
and
only play.
Jack is nothing.
Jack
I see.
One.
What about nines and the rest?
Nothing.
They don't count.
How but what? How many cards do you use here? Which cards? You don't use a full deck.
We don't put the points down.
Including the nines.
Whoever gets the most.
From the nines up, you use in the deck.
Right.
I see.
Pearl, do you go with this?
No.
Now you can choose that if you want to, or what
we can choose
that?
Or if I don't have any, I can turn the deck over and have the other one trump this clubs. How about you?
No, I won't do this either.
I'll play this then.
And so the higher numbered card takes the lower numbered
yes.
card.
Mm-hmm.
So why didn't the jack take the nine?
Because it's not trump. See, if she had this, she could take it.
I have to follow suit.
Oh, the clubs.
Whatever she
the clubs
are take everything now.
The clubs take everything.
Suit.
So you take that because you have clubs.
I have clubs.
Now I have four.
This ain't yours. This is mine. I have trumped it.
Oh, you had trumped. Oh,
yeah.
Excuse me.
I still don't
one.
Understand what happens with this pile. When you turn one up, what is the purpose
That's
of that?
That's a trump.
To see if she can play spades.
See, spades will be trump.
Yeah.
Whatever the card comes up,
yes,
that's what's
going
to
that's
be trump.
That's but trump. If we can't play the first one, we turn over to second. See, the first spades I couldn't play, I had none.
So the first card that's laid down by one of you two has to be trump, whatever
to be,
trump
yes,
is.
Yes, they have to have some of
them. Otherwise we pass. And we count the points, but we don't put them down as points.
No,
just
I get
the
one.
The winner just wins one.
One or two, or
whatever
they make.
I see. You count then the numbers that the cards are worth.
Yes.
If I bid it and lose it, then she gets two, yeah. Then the opponents get two. Is it my deal?
Who taught you how to play that game?
Oh, my parents used to play that years and years ago.
Did they get together with neighbors and play it?
Yes.
Did they ever do any gambling with it?
Oh, yeah, they used to play for pennies.
Or matches. My grandparents used to, didn't have pennies, used to take these matches and you'd give each one 10 to start out with,
I get one more card.
Did they ever have times when all the neighbors got together just to play cards for an evening?
Yes, they used to have card parties like we have today.
Oh.
And they would give prizes, you know.
Oh, what sort of prizes did
and,
they give?
And, oh, sometimes it was a little dish, sometimes it was a little vase, whatever the hostess picked up or had
I
to
see.
Give, you know. No, nothing big. Well, it couldn't, they didn't have
yeah.
it. And then on Saturday nights we used to get together and...
So then,
then we have to deal
you,
over.
When neither of you have Trump in your hands,
then
you have to start
again.
We
have to deal over.
We have to re-deal.
Okay. We were going to say about Saturday
and
nights.
And then on Saturday nights, we used to have parties at homes, and everybody brought something to eat. One brought sandwiches, and somebody else would bring cake, and somebody else something else, pickles. And then we used to dance for the whole evening.
Oh, and that was
in
a
our grand race.
Oh, in granaries. Were they big, empty floor?
Oh, yes. Or? Well, the floor wasn't always empty. The grain was on one end, and then we had a violinist, old man Shaw, you know.
Shaw? What was his first name?
Moses.
Moses, and then his brother, too, Nell's father. Who was Nell's father? I can't think of it. But they were Shaws.
Were they Belgians?
All we had, no, they weren't Belgians. But they lived in our neighborhood.
And what kind of dances did you do?
Two-step
and waltz. Square dancing mostly when the old people were around. I wasn't married then, but they played waltzes and two-steps, but mostly square dancing we did.
Yeah. How many people would come for those dances?
Oh my, we used to have 50, 60 people
sometimes. Would that happen just about every week or just...
In the wintertime, most every week.
Was it warm enough in the granaries?
Oh yes.
How did that stay so warm?
I guess we got warm dancing.
Oh.
That's the only way I can see. And we had hats on sometimes, caps on, you know. Pearl, do you want hearts? Oh, gee, I'll try it.
In the summertime, I suppose there wasn't time for
things like that.
They
didn't have time for that then.
Huh. I haven't any clubs now. I give you
If you have
anything.
A heart, you can trumpet.
I haven't any hearts either. Should get them again. That's one of my...
I make one this time.
Should be another point, and I haven't any
That should
any
be enough
yet.
Of that plink, shouldn't
yeah,
it?
That yeah, that should be.
Should be enough of that.
Well, if either of you have anything more to say in Walloon, we can do that. Otherwise, I've got something else.
Gee, I can't think of anything that'd be of real interest.
Maybe I should start.
Qui c'est vos premiers galants?
Oh, c'est ça. Je pense que c'est Connie Claflin, you know, Salon.
Un salon?
Quand il a mouru sur a little brown jacket.
Oh, je sais bien que c'est ça.
Yeah.
Et mec, c'est celui qui a à catéchisme, pour faire mes premiers poucs, j'ai toujours dit, Jalif et vous avez sobi n'allez ne sème je venu de Marin elle venu de ce mouchon ça fait on a soi chon al quam et quand il a vu des affaires on revenu de carcassum torto et chon on a soi qui fit nous disten dans ce qu'il fit et quand on sa qui voulait faire on a soi rien que 10 ans et quand Non, c'est qui fait fiancé quoi, Zavi? Je tenu tout de pour le je tapu de ce jour pour Zavi. Et quand c'est mieux qu'avoir des affaires, elle me dit pardon. Ça fait déjà, si on explique qu'on a 11 ans, je pense qu'on a tout de suite. Alors, quand il a été à l'école, donc, Eh bien, je n'avais ni veille souvent, quand il a si à mes leçons souvent, alors non, ni veille souvent. Mais j'enlève tout doule, quand il est revenu, je n'enlève jamais personne d'autre. Et tout d'un coup, alors non, j'avais 24 ans quand nous sommes mariés, alors maintenant, un coup, il a stimulé sur moi pour prendre. Et il a demandé au nom de la main de Martha Blanek, Martha Melcher. Et ça fait. Pour faire moi aussi je vive que ça le fille des mots aussi En ça fait Justy à vous, Henry DeVos. C'est son cousin, son bébé. Mais j'ai demandé si je peux donner un plan parce que Xavier a lui fait, je peux parler. Et tout le 6, juste un malade en cure parce que juste on nous a vu. Mais il a dansé, il me sac à coup. Ça, ça sonne juste comme un fief, donc. Et voilà, bon, jamais fait d'affaires ainsi.
Oh, non. Tout passe.
Mais je fais tout le temps, ça te donne peut-être reste comme ça. She don't remember much of her.
No.
What you want? We have a little bit of tape left. You can tell us in English what you told us. It sounded exciting. I want to hear what it is.
It was exciting when my husband, which he isn't alive now, but when he and I were kids going to catechism, we were between 10 and 11.
Oh, you knew him then.
Yes, and he walked one way, and I came from the other direction, but we met on the corner.
Oh.
And whenever he had any trouble with any kids that he would be fighting, I would go and help him. Isn't that crazy? I stuck up for him. And then if I had any trouble with any of the boys or girls, there were about 10, 12 of us that would go as far as that corner, then we'd each go our own ways, yeah. You know. And then I would help him if he was in trouble. And it seemed then he went to high school and he went to Algoma. Then I used to go to the proms with him. He always, it seems we always were crazy about each other all our life. I still am if I had him yet. And we had a falling out. So he took another girl to the prom. And that was the only prom that he didn't take me. And so I had a cousin going to high school, which was my age, and ex's neighbor. So I said to Hank, will you take me to the prom? I just want to show X that I can get there. So he took me to the prom. But when I saw him, my heart ached all evening because I wasn't with him. But he did dance with me twice, which I felt better. And and then before we went home, he saw me get my cloak on. And then he came up and he said, will I be seeing you very soon? I said, that depends. Just like that, you know. I wasn't independent, but I pretended I was, but it hurt me terrible. And so then we went on our way, and then